Thank you, 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 Father, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you for grace, thank you for mercy, thank you for wisdom, thank you for who you are, thank you for your presence, thank you, Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, y'all, good morning, thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your hand on our life. Thank you, Father God, for greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord God, that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Thank you for strength. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, y'all. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Do me a favor. Go share the devotional. Put the Haitian Quita. Go put the devotional in someone else's hands. Let somebody else get a taste or a dose or of this today. You can share. You can share it into your groups. You can share it onto other pages. Why don't you go do that today? Let somebody else experience the love of God. Experience God's hands. Experience our community this morning. Sometimes somebody is just looking for a community and to be connected. And this may be the community that they need to be connected to. So don't be shy. Let me tell y'all something funny this morning. So I was praying, laying in my bed. And I hope later on that I find out this was Josiah. But if not, the Lord was in my house. That's what I'm going to take it to be. Her heavy footsteps. And I'm like, Lex, I know you're not up walking this heavy. Like, I know you're not up walking this heavy in my house. And then I was like, hello, hello, hello. And nobody said anything. So I'm going to assume that the Lord was with me this morning. That's what I'm going to assume. Because nobody answered. Nobody answered. I just said, okay, Lord. This is how this going down this morning. But I ain't get out the bed to see you. I just kind of kept laying there. I just kept kind of praying, kind of being thankful. Nobody responded to my hello. So I'm just like, okay. Thank you, Lord, for wherever we are. Thank you for your visitations. Thank you for being with us. It was funny because we pray for divine encounters or we want to have encounters with the Lord all the time. But most of us, like remember yesterday we talked about with Daniel, will probably be in fear and trembling if an angel visited us or if we had a supernatural encounter. So I always tell the Lord, prepare me for whatever supernatural encounter that you may want me to have, because the footsteps was heavy. And I was like, oh, okay, somebody in my house. Or either Josiah was up here working. I don't know, whatever it was. I'm good and I'm here. But I was tickling myself. Normally, I would jump up out of bed and go see. I was like, I ain't on that this morning. Hey, Kim Wallace. Hey, cuz, how you doing this morning? This morning, I'm like, no, I'm not getting up. The Lord gonna have to handle it too. And if it's him, you know, we'll talk about whatever we need to talk about. Going to share this devotion. I'm getting ready to start praying. You may start praying for us. You may start praying for God's wisdom. I'm getting ready to start praying for God's hands. Going to share, put it in the groups, put it everywhere it needs to go. I'm just grateful to God this morning and I'm thankful. And there's a peace that has just started to overwhelm my life. I ran into two friends and they were like, you seem so happy. And I said, I really am there. I've had the joy of the Lord for a really long time. But what I have been able to experience lately is his happiness, the happiness that I think that comes from the peace that passes all understanding. So I'm just grateful, grateful for where God has us, grateful for where God is taking us, grateful for seeing God's hand, his mercy, his continuous love, his power, his strength. Share with me something this morning that you're grateful for. Put those in the comments. Let me go grab something real quick. Just it'll take me 2 seconds. You just give us on YouTube. You give us on Instagram. Put in the comments and tell us something you're grateful for. My coffee is good. Lord God, I thank you. I bless you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness. Thank you, Father God, for your peace. Thank you, Father God, that you don't leave us. Thank you, Father God, you never forsake us. I told you I'd be right back. Thank you, Father God, you never. Give me something you're grateful for this morning. Tell me something that you are grateful for. Tell me something in some way God has done something for you. Yeah, me too, Nia. I'm grateful. Oh, thank you. Continue. You know, always got to give me. Nia, me too. I'm grateful for people who pray for me. I'm grateful. I'm not the strongest person in my circle. Woo! That I don't have to show up in my circle as the strongest person. Or I don't have to show up in my circle as if I got it all together. And I don't have to show up in my circle as like my life is just perfect or all to pull together. I love that. I love that that's part of my journey and part of my story, and that I'm in a comfortable place to just be, you know, I always say just being LMJ, that I'm in a comfortable place just to be LMJ, and that I don't have to fabricate or make anything up. I don't have to come a certain way for the people that I'm supposed to be connected to. That I don't have to be pretentious and come a certain way. Deshauna said she was thankful for sisterhood. Masa said she was thankful for life. Yara said she's thankful for protection. Me too, Yara. Michelle said she's grateful for God's protection. Anitra said she's grateful for his everlasting love. Come on, people are saying they're thankful to wake up this morning. Man, when I am in some of my, or have been in some of the darkest seasons, man, I am always finding myself to push myself in a place of gratitude. And it just does. Cherie, listen. Cherie said she is grateful for last night's sleep. Cherie, I slept so good that when I woke up this morning, I had lines in my face. Sleep has become so important to me. So I am grateful also for sleep last night. Come on now. Stassi says she's grateful for God's mercy. Kim Yarley says she's grateful for being here today. Julia said, God, she great. Julia, I'm trying not to laugh. Julia says she's grateful that God understands our issues. Me too. They have it so cold up in here, up in this area. My nose is running. Julia, me too, because I come with issues. I have issues. We will always have issues. So I'm so grateful that he understands my issues, that he doesn't reject me because I have issues. Come on. My aunt says she's thankful for being closed in her right mind. Come on. Oh, I love that. My cousin Sonya says she's so grateful what God is about to do to her life. Like, it's been a long time. I'm grateful for that too, Sonya, that you are living. And we should have. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. And people like to just regulate that to heaven. But I don't think that's just heaven. Like, I don't think Jesus is just heaven. Like, I just don't think that. So I'm so grateful, Father God. Angela Willingham, I am too. I'm grateful for how intentional God is with us. Like, he is so intentional. And he's so intentional for Angela, and so intentional for Lakeisha, and so intentional for Valda, and so intentional for Patricia. And so I'm glad that his intention that he is with you doesn't wipe out how intentional he can be with me. Woo! Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. On Saturday, if you didn't see the message, I taught on if the thorn doesn't move and how important our weapons are. And one of the weapons God had me focus on was the weapon of our salvation and what it does for our mind. And when we really understand and put on the helmet of salvation, right, then our mind is protected. And when our mind is protected, we're not like a motorcyclist, right? I'm not knocking any of y'all who ride motorcycles without helmet. But I feel like when we ride a motorcycle without helmet, in our summation, we got it, right? We got it. We got it. Oh, I got it. I got it. I'm safe. I know I've been riding for so long. But the way the Lord brought it to me Saturday was, what about the other people that inflict danger on you? Woo! And you know, we crack the joke all the time. Come on, Holy Spirit, I feel like you feel you pulling this thing. We crack the joke all the time that, oh, you know, you better be glad I'm saved. But in reality and truth, your salvation does correct. Woo! Your salvation does change your mind. Come on, y'all, rock with me this morning. Your salvation does pull you into a different place to act in different ways, to do different things, to show up different. Like when we're saved, and not just when we're saved, but when we've allowed him to become Lord over our life, when we are constantly in a state, Julia, of presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice and making the decision, you know what, I don't want to be conformed to this world. I'm going to pray for us for just a second. I don't want to be conformed to this world. Go with me, Ephesians 6 and 10. It says, finally be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. Woo! Can we say that? It says, finally be strengthened by the Lord and his vast strength, right? To be strengthened by the Lord in his vast strength. And I told you yesterday that what we call spiritual warfare is like conflict in the spiritual realm, and the conflict in the spiritual realm affects our physical realm. Our conflict in the spiritual realm affects how we show up. The conflict in the spiritual realm affects how we operate. And so when we put on the helmet of salvation, what we do is we place ourselves in a position where we deal with the problems that we deal with daily from a different place. Woo! Come on, y'all, come on with this morning, come on. And so if any of you would be honest, I hear you, Lord Jesus, pull us any way you want us to be. If any of you would be honest, even though we have thought other people were the source of our conflict, I don't care what you tell me, even though the scripture tells us we wrestle against flesh and blood, principalities and rulers of a darkness, many of us have still been cosmic powers, spiritual forces in the heavens. Even though this scripture has been such a truth, right? Many of us have still been fighting people. And we don't even recognize, and we haven't gotten the true revelation yet, that the fight really isn't against people. Even though we say it all the time, we don't even pause because our flesh has been so tainted by the truth. Our flesh has taught us to respond to life over and over and over again. Some of us are still, just be real, easily offended. Some of us, our insecurities pull us into a place and we make everything about us. So the battle, and I feel like it's been stronger since we've come out of COVID. So the battles that we have been facing have largely been battles in our mind, right? But we focus so much on people. I remember there was a time and a period in my life where I was never accountable to what I was causing, to what I was doing, to where I was involved in the circumstance or situation. I wasn't even looking at myself, because anytime an affliction was caused, anytime something else was going on, I always found somebody else to point the finger to, saturated in figuring out what was wrong with other people, saturated and always trying to solve other people's problems, but not properly rooted in my salvation, anchored in my righteousness, understanding who I am and whose I am, and that I don't even never really have to fight with people. I don't ever have to fight with people. I have to argue. I have to spend this much time and effort on people. God was dealing with me about someone yesterday, and I was just kind of praying. I was just like, Lord, you know, help me, because I really try to show up right where people is concerned. Like, that's a real concern of mine, like to do my best towards people. And the Lord was like, you don't have to be preoccupied by this person for another person. Submit it to me in prayer. And I was like, Lord, thank you for this. Like, and so I made a decision. I was like, I always make oaths to myself. I made a decision, Julia. I started writing it out, and I said, you know what? Not another moment will I give a thought to this. And so then last night, because here's what I'm going to tell you that I've learned to, here's what I'm telling you that I've learned. If the blame ain't on one person and you haven't learned the lesson and you haven't become more mature, then just what I've learned is that the blame will shift to another person. Hey, Joyce. Then the blame shifts to another person. And we just enter cycles and seasons. And in every relationship, we are constantly Stassi shifting blame, constantly Vanessa shifting blame, constantly Ella shifting blame. It travels with us from one relationship to the next relationship, when really this struggle has been internally going on inside of me. So the mind battles, the mind is where the greatest, for me, the other parts of us are real, but the mind is where the greatest battles occur. And I feel like the enemy loves to lull us into a place of sleep, right? And what I mean by sleep, into a place where we are not awakened to our responsibility of what's going on with us. If you ever find yourself in the blame game, then you need to recenter yourself on, Lord, why, where, what is going on? Because what will begin to happen is He'll begin to help you recognize cycles, because there are some internal things that Jesus needs to reveal to me about me. There are some things, the internal things that Jesus needs to reveal to me about me. So when we walk into this situation in Ephesians 6, and Paul is like, you need to be strengthened by the Lord and His vast strength. I don't get this strength on my own. This is not my strength. You are never, I'm going to say this 1,000 times in my lifetime, you are never going to be strong enough to take on principalities and people. You will be in a cycle of mind battles that will lead from one job to the next, that will lead from one marriage to the next, that will lead from one friendship and go to the next. You will be in a constant state. I remember I was talking to somebody was like, I don't know why my friendships always end up in the same state. And I was like, because I had been, me too. Don't know why my friendships end up in the same state. But at that point, I began to recognize the common denominator was me. The common person in the middle of this was me. The common theme was me, my feelings, my emotions, how I handled my response, my ways, my thought process. My mother told me something one time and it shifted my life. And I say this again and again. I called and I was like, man, they made me mad. She said, no, nobody has the authority or power to make you mad. Nobody, Nia. No, nobody has the authority. Nobody should have this much control over your emotions, your feelings, when the greater one, we quote this all the time, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. When the great one is on the inside of you. You know, we be saying, Jesus, never leave me and never forsake me. Well, if I understand that He's on the inside of me, then He will never leave me or forsake me, because He's on the inside of me. So I need strength. I need a vast strength that can only come from God. Standing firm. Woo! Come on, y'all. Standing firm in the armor doesn't stop the spiritual warfare. It doesn't. That need to be real, because I don't want you to feel like, okay, I put my armor on this morning and the spiritual warfare gonna stop. That's not what happens. When I stand firm in the armor, it keeps the spiritual warfare from defeating me. We're gonna grow up today. So it keeps the spiritual warfare from defeating me. It doesn't stop the Satan gonna be Satan always. Principality is going to be principalities always. So when I get a revelation that the spiritual armor matures, oh, come on, Lord, teach us how to take more territory for you. Teach us how to stand strong in our righteousness. Open the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you call me to be in Christ Jesus. So if I have an expectation, Gloria, if I have an expectation, Patricia, that the spiritual warfare, that Satan going to stop being Satan. Oh, if I have an expectation that Satan is going to stop being Satan, then I have already fallen into a trap. And then what happens is I will let my guard down and I will not properly guard myself with the truth, because I'll feel like if I stood up one time, Debbie, if I stood up one time, Sharice, or if I stood up one time and a little bit of pressure fell off of me, then I'll let my guard down, because I think he done, he over. He ain't gonna mess with me anymore. Well, no, it stops it from it defeating me. So if I'm thinking the problem going away is a sign that God is with me, I will miss how God needs to operate in my life, right? And I am looking at the absence of problems to be the presence of Jesus. Ooh! But the presence of Jesus comes whether or not the problems are moved. That's some maturity. That's some maturity. That's some growth. So standing firm, putting my armor on, the warfare doesn't mean the warfare doesn't cease. It means that it stops defeating me, that I'm getting the strategy and the wisdom for my marriage, that I'm getting the knowledge and the understanding for my children. I'm going to tell y'all something. I told y'all, I'm going to share this because I know Judah will let me share this. I told you, me and Judah been in a season, right? We've been in a season. Seasons come. And then my prayer always is that the season doesn't turn into a cycle, right? Seasons come. I'm okay with seasons come. And I'm sitting yesterday. We were doing senior events at the high school, Josiah's last senior lunch. And we're doing senior events. And I'm talking to a mom. Oh, my God. And I'm just sharing some things with her. And she said, I need to. And I felt this. But she confirmed what I know. I love how God brings confirmation. And because Judas just kind of been up. I talked about it on Saturday. He talked about it. He's like, me and mama ain't been good. Like, we've been, like, it's been funny. And so I sat there with her and I sat for a second. She said, can I say something? She said, and I ain't trying to intrude. She said, but he might be somewhat depressed. And Josiah leaving for college could be triggering things about his dad. So I paused for a second and I said, you just confirmed what I felt like I had been knowing, right? And I told her, I said, that's why in this situation, instead of handling him a certain way, I'm extending more grace. And he has done some stuff that should lead to some different consequences. But perhaps Josiah leaving, come on to all my social workers and all my psychologists, is triggering even some things where his dad is concerned, the death of his dad is concerned. And it's triggering some things. So I said, okay, Lord, thank you for confirming what I thought I knew. And so we had breakthrough on Saturday, and the Lord had told me, he said, you're going to see some breakthrough in this session. And then last night, I needed him. I said, dude, I need you to clean your room, because his room is not clean, and he's not like that. His room wasn't clean. just different things. I said, Joe, I need you to turn everything off and I need you to clean your room. And he just began to put on music. He loves music. He's putting on music. He's putting on praise and worship music. He was just doing different things. Came in, his room was like crystal clean. It just looked so good. And I said to him, I said, Judah, perhaps we need to be mindful that you could be entering into some depression. Because Joe looked and he looked at me. He said, Mom, you might be right, right? That's the wisdom and the knowledge that comes from above. That's the wisdom and the knowledge that gives us what we need to handle circumstances and situations. Now, after the revelation, it doesn't mean the situation immediately automatically goes away. The warfare against him, his life, doom. But now I have the wisdom that it takes so that this situation doesn't defeat me and so that this situation doesn't defeat Judah. Ooh, come on, y'all. So that the situation doesn't defeat me. And so in Ephesians 6 and 10, when we see the Lord said, finally be strengthened by the Lord and by my vast strength. Like by my vast strength, right? So then he starts teaching. He starts breaking down. You got to put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. When we don't understand, because remember, we're talking about the mind battles. We're talking about the schemes of the devil. We're talking about the things we struggle. We're talking about the efforts that the enemy uses to deceive us. In normalcy, in my normal ways of handling things, at first, my flesh was simply saying, Judah is being disrespectful and Judah is being rebellious. That's what my flesh was saying. Judah being disrespectful and Judah is being rebellious. But my spirit man, woo, that is connected because of my salvation. I was reading something somebody had wrote and I was thinking, and I'm going to post it too. I said, Lord, help us to not be so theologically sound that we not allowing no room for your spirit. Like I'm for real, like help us to not be so theologically sound that we are not allowing any room for your spirit, right? And then let us not be so spiritually all over the place that we don't look for sound doctrine in your word, right? So looking for, no, there is efforts that the enemy is going to use to deceive us. There is efforts that the enemy, and he loves for us to play him down. Like he loves for us to think that his tricks and traps can't affect us or can't bother us. He loves for us to become unguarded with truth. The enemy loves for us to become unguarded with truth. The enemy loves, can I tell you something? That's why it was Laurie. She had sent me a song after the prayer call Saturday. And she said, this ties into the season you were talking about. Some of us are traveling. He loves for us to be so busy that we are not positioned so we can hear him. He loves us to have cycles of busyness, to be all over the place, to always got to support everybody, to always be on the move. When is the last time that you sat down at home and just did a day of absolutely nothing? You ain't have no plans. You ain't go no. When is the last time that you just didn't leave your house? That I do that all the time if I can. I come home and I do not move. And I love to come home and I do not move. Like, when is the last time that you just came home and this was the day that you just spent at home and not all planned out? Just I'm home. I'm there. I'm not moving. I'm sitting still. Busy. Busy being under Satan's yoke. Busy being under Satan's yoke. That's what busyness is. And we will qualify and we will justify our movements. And can I tell you what the Lord showed me? And I'm praying we're gone. And we're going to chew on this and reach some places this week so that we grow and mature and walk. This is the Holy Spirit pulling us. This isn't me pulling us. This is how the Holy Spirit does. Jesus died, and then the Holy Spirit pulls us into the mature places of God so that we can go possess the land and disciple others. You got to be so solid in your righteousness, understanding what it is God does for us. And so how the Lord began to show me, when you are unsettled, can I be honest with you? And you cannot sit still and you can never just be a day at home. You're probably having a hard time facing you. Woo! You are probably having a hard time facing you. Yeah, you might have some opposition at home, but you can still, like, you are probably having the most difficult time facing you. Right? So I have to position myself where I understand there's something that happens when I face me. I'm not facing me, I'm it's something that happens when I'm alone. I'm never alone. I'm there and God is with me. So if I am going to break cycles and Satan's efforts of deceiving us, probably one of the things that I'm really going to have to deal with is me being overly busy, overly booked, and overly tired. Fatigue hinders your spiritual senses and throws them off. Fatigue overwhelms your thought process. With the thing we've been dealing with Judah, he was also physically wiped out. I'm watching him. I was like, "You starting to feel better?" He's like, "Yeah, Mom, I'm going to get more rest. I'm getting more sleep." We had pushed ourselves in an area that I didn't even begin to recognize we had pushed ourselves in, but it's okay. We saw. So positioning myself and putting myself in a place, fatigue will not allow you to operate in sound judgment. Fatigue skews our emotions and puts us in a place where I don't care what you tell me. It's hard to discern between God's voice. Remember when Elijah was tapped out and he was tired? The Lord didn't tell him, go serve some more. When he was all over the place emotionally about Jezebel, I think that's over there in Kings. Elijah was all over the place about Jezebel. And the Lord sent him to rest. He didn't send him to work. He didn't send him to prophesy. He didn't send him to teach. He didn't send him to go hang out with his girlfriends. He sent his boyfriend. He said, Elijah, you go lay down. You ain't gonna get you some food. You ain't get your body restored. Because right now you are not acting like you just saw my power demonstrated in your life. Oh, it's so good. He said, Elijah, you're not acting like you just saw my power. Them say, you're not acting like you know who I am as God. You ain't acting like it. you over here afraid and fearful and scrambled and forgetting the mission we own and forgetting what you called us to do and making stuff up. And he said, no, I need you to go down there by the brook and get you some rest. And then he sent him food. He didn't even taste. I don't even want you to worry about what you eat. I got your heat covered. I ain't gonna let nobody get at you. I ain't gonna let the enemy take over you. I need you to trust me, Elijah, and go get some rest. But because he was scrambled and all over the place and tired and worn out and whatever else had going on, he had not properly positioned himself for what he needed. So finally, be strengthened by the Lord in his vast strength and put on the full armor of God so you can stand against the schemes of the devil. First, we got to recognize where we're being deceived. And sometimes we won't recognize even where we've been deceived until we are properly positioned in a space where he can hear. We can hear, really hear him, right? Busy being under Satan's yoke. Ooh, let me pray for us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you this morning for opening the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you have called us to be in Christ Jesus, not in nothing else. Thank you for the same resurrection power working on the inside of us. My God, some of us this morning, Lord God, need our faith restored. Ooh, in you. My God, some of us, Lord God, need a reset and a refresh in you. Some of us, Lord God, have come here and we are parched and we are thirsty. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving us a drink of your word. Now, Lord God, reset us and reposition us. Lord God, give us the strength that we need to come out of all this busyness so that we could rest, so that we can properly hear from you. Lord God, help us to understand that when we are full of caffeine and we are watching things that keep our minds all over the place, that that does not help our anxiety. Lord God, help us to be protective of what goes in our eye gate, Lord God, because those things do not help us understand that being in movement can increase more anxiety. Lord God, I don't know what this fear of rest of has been on your body of people, but we drive warfare. We cancel the assignment of the enemy that does not let us sit still, that is always agitating and irritating us and keeping us on the move. Now, Lord God, we need you to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a steadfast spirit, woo, so that we will become immovable in you. Lord, we want to be planted by your streams of water, woo, so that we always are refreshed. We always are restored. Lord God, we know you are pruning us so that we can be more, so that we can walk in the more. Lord God, thank you for giving us the tangible evidence of your presence today through your words. Let our mind be the mind of Christ. Ooh, let our will be the will of God. My God, drive out the spirit of discontent that keeps us all over the place, Lord God. And let us find our contentment in you. Do not let us be spinning wheels. Do not let us be walking around in the same circles. Break the cycle today, oh Lord. Woo! Reveal to us the places that we have yet let you touch, that we have yet let you breathe on. Show us the stony places in our heart, Lord God, and give us a heart of flesh, Lord God. Remove the idols from our lives, Lord God, the things that we have just held on in this season that have taken the place from you. Replace those things, Lord God. Show us, Lord God, how to draw deeper into you. Show us, Lord God, how to have the magnitude of the relationship that you have called us to have. Oh, my God. We surrender ourselves to you this morning, Lord God. We surrender our finances to you this morning. Like, don't let us be overworked and tired because we try to manifest and make the miracle. We surrender our health to you, Lord God. Don't even let our diets become idols. Lord God, we surrender our relationships to you. Let no marriage, let no child, let no friendship, let none of those things take the place of you. Lord God, we surrender, my God, the work of our hands, that everything that we do it for your glory. We surrender our lips to you. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Woo! We surrender ourselves to you, Lord God. Lead us, guide us. We already know you're going to protect us. Live in us. Woo! Be big in us. My God, if there is anything in our hearts, our mind, our life, my God, that does not align with who you created us to be, my God, pull it out, Lord God. We give you permission to prune us in deeper levels. Do not let us hold on to ways, Lord God. My God, shift us. Woo! Shift us into the reality, my God, of who you called us to be. Let that image burn deep, my God, on the inside of us. And Lord God, we humble ourselves. Forgive us for haughtiness. Forgive us for pride. Forgive us for even allowing insecurity. Reveal to us where we're still insecure. Reveal to us where we're still jealous. Reveal to us where we're still offended. Give us examples so that we can walk in more truth. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for how well you love us through your word, how you are quickening us, proofing us. We are so excited, Lord God, by the lessons that you give us so that we become more like Christ and that we are your hands and feet in this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. God is so good. God is so faithful. If you came in late, make sure you go back and get the front end of this. Like if you came in late, go back. You need the front end of this. There is some power and wisdom that is attached to this. God wants you free from the yoke of being busy. And I know some of y'all are like, well, I got to work. That's fine. When you off work, ask the Lord, teach you how to rest. Find a day often where you don't go nowhere. Or where Monday, like I was just off Monday. When it was my off day, I had lunch with my cousin. I did absolutely nothing. I didn't even do the laundry that I needed to do. And I am a stickler for how I ran my house. But on Monday, it's not what I did. Chilled out, rested, did the devotional late that night after I did absolutely nothing. And I didn't care about not doing nothing because I know I always need to stay in a place of rest. So I'm just telling you, you got to find the rest. You got to find the rest. Two things. The Lord places on your heart to give, to partner with this ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org. And you can give there. You can find all the ways that your money goes back into the community. Second thing is, also, you know what y'all, I'm finna say to y'all. Come on. And some of y'all grabbed the book yesterday. I want the rest of y'all grab the book. Buy somebody a copy. Go get 30 Days of Prayer targeting our children's life. Even if you have adult children, this book is so beneficial. Pray for the kids in your community. Pray for the kids at your church. Pray for your nieces and nephews. Go get 30 Days of Prayer. You can find it on the website. And then my last appeal to you is, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that's your start. That's your fresh start. When I accepted Jesus, my whole life changed. And I told y'all, I didn't get my revelation. Like, remember, I got saved when I was 8, but at 27 was really when I got accepted Lord as Savior. I got baptized again, accepted my call in ministry. I was 27 years old when I got my fresh start. Saying that because it's never too late for you. So if that's you and you want a fresh start today, you want to begin this process over with, repeat this statement of faith. And then you're going to send me an email at info@justbeinglmj.com. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my heart. I'm asking you to come in my heart and take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Vanessa Rowe, your mouth got to be love, but your mind got to be there first. So even if I'm holding my tongue and I let my mind still go all over the place, that is getting down in my heart. And then my mouth, even though I may be putting a guard, once the pressure is applied, I will blow up. So the control of your mouth begins in your mind and the word of God that you meditate today. That's where the real flex is gonna be, in you surrendering your mind and your heart to the word of God. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today, right? Let someone else know that this is what God love. Just surrender my heart to love someone. Go love. Show someone some love today. Somebody needs to know. Send somebody a text. Send somebody a message. Buy somebody some coffee. Buy somebody some lunch. Just give them a little tangible evidence of God's love. Send somebody an encouraging word today. And I'll see y'all back in the morning at 6 a.m. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.